Did you ever meet Bud Wilkinson?
Oh, yes.
University of Oklahoma captured your attention, I think, back in 1950 when you attended an OU-Texas game in Dallas.
Correct. That was the first experience that blew my mind, yeah.
Why?
Because it was so colorful, and I really wasn't into football that much. This good friend of mine, he was an OU graduate, so he got tickets, and we went to the game, and I'm sitting there. I see this number 35 running up and down the field, and I said, "Who the hell is this 35 kid?" He said, "Don't you know who that is?" And I said, "No, that's why I'm asking you. He's from Cleveland, Oklahoma. His name is Billy Vessels." I said, "Boy, he is quite a player, isn't he?" Well, later, Vessels breaks his leg, and he's gone for almost 1 year, and he was the roommate of a very dear friend of mine, Howard Stover, who I grew up with here in Tulsa. Howard would take him around on his crutches and so forth, and they became very close. But anyway, I just said, "Man, that's exciting." And I could see why my Uncle Woody got so entrenched and excited about sports as a art medium, as a subject. Because I said, it's colorful, it's exciting. It's like when I did oil field scenes, I said, it's like a ballet in so many ways. I mean, this unified chaos with the color and the splash and the movement. And I always liked movement. That's why I always liked doing racehorse paintings, because of the speed and the movement of it. And football was just the ultimate of gladiators, great athletes, great environment.